Day. Your kind of music. Panic at the Disco in front of that one with High Hopes. Talking of which, we've got two contenders in the Miss Bolito 2022 competition with High Hopes, no doubt. And it's a huge welcome to Miresha Dani and Melissa Lundman. Miresha, I know I need to get more of a Miresha. I know you gave me coaching lessons, but I'm trying my best. I'm only little. Welcome to the studio, girls. Lovely to have you on the afternoon show. Let's talk about for a second the competition. Obviously, it's prestigious.
Yes.
And it's daunting because obviously you are the product that you are kind of portraying in the best light possible. Because what do you think the judges are looking for in the sense of the wearer of the crown for 2022? It used to be, back in the day, it was beauty and to a degree a little bit of personality, but it was a looks-based deal generally, beauty competitions. It's changed though, hey?
Yes.
So today we're looking at a much more rounded, I think, type event. What do you think the judges are looking for? Miresha, let's start with you. Oh, hang on a second. Sorry, I got to give you a microphone. That would help.
I think that they are looking for people with a bit more of a personality.
And why?
I'm not sure why, but if I had to say, I would say that they're looking for someone with a heart of gold and someone who's going to fulfill all the responsibilities correctly.
So that's quite a tall order, hey? Because there are not too many people with hearts of gold knocking about in the world, or are there?
I'm not sure.
Do you have a heart of gold?
Yes. She definitely does.
Okay, I see that. But now, listen, you can't be shy like this at the competition, eh? Now, this is radio, and if it was television, people could see how beautiful you are. But you also, you know, you've got the opportunity to now strut your stuff, so to speak. You know, show that you've got what it takes. And not to be, I think, embarrassed about it, because that's also very much part of what it is to be an ambassador these days, is to be able to communicate effectively on all platforms, as tough as it is on the media, and it is, I'm sure, very daunting. You absolutely have the opportunity now to explain why, if I was a judge, why would I pick you as the crown holder? It's not the queen anymore, hey? It's not the queen and princesses. It's just the winner and runners-up. So why would I pick you as the winner for 2022, Miss Bolito?
From a very young age, I'm very passionate about working with the community. I've been surrounded with people who have put their time and effort into shaping the community into what it is today. And yeah, I think that is why.
Okay. What are your hobbies? What do you love doing?
I enjoy modeling. And I'm currently studying at Sky Aviation Academy to be a part of cabin crew.
So you're going to become it used to be called an air hostess, but I'm sure it's changed now. It's cabin crew?
Flight attendant, flight cabin attendant. Crew, air hostess.
Any aspirations to maybe get behind the controls and actually fly?
Yeah, I want to be a pilot.
Wow. So the sky literally is the limit. And wow, a very exciting future is yours. It's all there. It's so exciting to be young and full of ambition. And yes. I wish I was there again. But you know what? Time goes by. Melissa, let's talk about you. Here it is, an opportunity for you to explain why, if I was a judge and adjudicator, I would choose you as the winner of the competition.
So I think they would choose me because I'm very passionate about the community as well, but I love talking to children, interacting with the youth mostly, and I would love to show how soft of a person I am and how unique you can be to win this competition. And definitely personality is one of the major things.
And what are your interests?
So currently I'm studying cybercrime and security. I love walking on the beach with my parents in the morning. Soccer. I love sport.
So cybercrime, walking on the beach, and soccer. Yes. It's an interesting combination.
It definitely is.
And I think that anything to do with IT going forward is a good choice.
Yes.
Because definitely I think internet security is top of mind at the moment, and it's only going to get more prominent, I think.
It's definitely in demand.
What are some of the major scams and things at the moment that you've been able to look at?
So we definitely look at the retail businesses that are being scammed, finance, the medical industry also gets scammed a lot. So basically everything around us is able to be scammed on the internet. So that's why we are so in demand in the future and now with cybercrime security.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously, with all of the drama that's been happening around us with the floods and the devastation, have you guys been involved in any of the relief efforts around us?
Yes.
Tell us.
I've put together a community outreach program to raise funds and build hygiene kits for the people who are devastated by the floods.
Wow, and how's that been going?
It's been going good.
Hard, though, because you're dealing with people that are so damaged now, yes. as communities go. And obviously, you're very young, and I'm in awe that you're able to do something like that. But it must be hard for you to get into a community like that when you see this total devastation and still maintain your composure.
Yes.
Yeah. Melissa, have you been involved?
Yes, I have. I've been chopping up vegetables and helping Rex hunt with his flood relief. And I've also been collecting baby products to hand out. So, like I said, I'm very passionate about children, so I would love to carry on helping them throughout this journey, especially with the flood relief that's happened. So, yeah.
I just want to ask you, if you were to be successful in your endeavor to wear the crown, what would it mean to you?
It would mean so much to me. I have so many things that I want to show and offer to the community. I've actually listed out a list of programs that I would like to do, even if I don't win the competition. I have a lot of programs that I would like to work on each month, and I'm looking forward to my community project, which I'm going to be focusing on the old age home in Chakas Kraal.
Okay. Is that your home, Chakas Kraal?
Yes.
Was it badly affected during the floods?
Yes, it was.
And now are you getting back together? Is the community rallying? Have you got water?
Yes, we do. It's on and off.
So all over now by the shouting.
Yes.
Fantastic. Melissa, what would it mean to you to wear the crown?
So I would definitely like to show young girls that you don't just have to be beautiful to do something like this. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of work, and it's something that you need to learn as you grow up, that everything needs to be all-rounded. You need to have balance in your life. My community project this year is going to be about mental health and substance abuse, so I would love to just talk about that more with this title, because a lot of people look past that type of topic. So yeah, that's my goal.
Well, I wish you both huge success. I'm holding thumbs. You know, we say that you're my favorites to everyone, because you all are. But it's obviously, as I said in the last interview, there can only be one winner. But I think ultimately everyone that enters and that participates is a winner, because the experience is huge. And you've, I'm sure, already grown tremendously as individuals. Yes. And that'll be a journey that continues now throughout the rest of your fabulous careers and wonderful lives. Thanks so much for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thank you so much.
And there it is. Very special guests today, Maresha Dani and Melissa Luntman, two of the 16 contenders, entrants in the 2022 Miss Bolito competition. And we're holding thumbs for you.